I'm Barbara, and I'm a compulsive overeater. I've been Overeaters Anonymous for 45 years, and I'm going to tell you what it was like before, what happened, and what it's like today. And the extremes are miles and miles apart. I was a normal-looking child, only I just thought that... I was in high school in the 54 to 60. And in those days, dyed to match sweaters and straight skirts were worn. Well, I had hips that couldn't wear a straight skirt, so I felt less than the rest of the girls. Not that big a deal. But as it went on, I went to diet doctors, was on the speed. And then when the pills were done, the depression would come and the weight would come back on. I did that a number of times in my life, in my early life. Then I started the different diet clubs, and they all worked for a while, but there wasn't enough depth and weight for the disease that I had. And so I'm going to just take it to... I was 35 years old, and I had managed to, two people had 12-stepped me into this program, and I refused. And then the third one was, oh my God, she was a 16-year-old girl that lived next door to me who had lost 100 pounds already and still had more to lose. But she was over at my house. She was, so finally I had to give in, and I went to my first meeting, and I sat in the back of the room with my arms folded in front of me. And, just like saying, don't come, don't talk to me. I don't need you. There was a newcomers meeting, and there was the lady talking about the program. But she showed a picture of what she used to look like. And then I saw in real life what she did look like, and it was unbelievable. She looked like I did. And so I listened a little bit, and I heard the word that it's a disease. And that kind of struck a note for me, meaning that I wasn't necessarily at fault for this. There was something physical that was involved in it. And so I listened. And then there was a person that got up on stage, and up on stage, and she shared, and she looked wonderful. She looked like something that I would like to look like. But then she showed us her before pictures. And then when I saw those before pictures, and I heard that it was a disease, not a moral issue, then I shut up and I listened. And back then the food plan was a gray sheet. And I was on that for a long, long, long time. And one of the things with it is on proteins, you would get 4 ounces of this and 4 ounces of that. But on chicken, you could have 2 pieces. So I ate a lot of chicken, and I was with two other women one time, and we were all talking about this, and I chose chicken, and I chose the chicken breasts, and I didn't even like chicken breasts, but that's what I chose, and that's who I was then. So anyway, I did that for a long time. And anyway, I found out that these two other women that had more time in the program than I ate the chicken breasts too. Also went through, carrots were a knife safe thing to eat until my hands started turning orange. So that's what happened here. But before I got here, I need to go back just a little bit. I was 35, and I felt like I was already dead. And I had friends that said when I would walk in a room that I would bring a cloud of gloom with me. And I was in a pretty deep, well, depressive state at that time, but didn't do anything about it. So going back again now, I was on the gray sheet. I lost 4 pounds or 8 pounds the first month. I lost 4 pounds the next month. And that was it. I was 4 pounds a month until I was down to 116 pounds. And I was 35 then, so 116 pounds was okay. But as I aged, my doctor wanted me to weigh a little bit more. But it was amazing that I could eat 3 meals a day with nothing in between, no refined sugars and no binge foods. All I did is I went to one meeting and somebody gave me the food plan and I started it. They talked about God and I didn't have anything to do with that at that point in time. It was just, I don't know. So as I go on, I've lost all my weight. I'm 116 pounds and I'm going to, speak at a meeting in a bank, and across from the bank was a school that I went to when I was in kindergarten, and there was a church there. So I went over and I sat in the back of the room, and I really don't know what was going on in the church. I don't remember that, but I had a deep spiritual experience happen to me from being there. And my brain just says those things like that don't happen. So I'm not going to believe that that happened. And a few months later, I was in some other religious place, and a second thing happened to me. And again, those kind of things don't happen to me. And it was at this particular point, this was that there was just a power that was sitting over my head. And I'm going, okay, Barbara, this is not real. Just knock it off. So I let it go. Years and years have gone by, and I've still been abstinent. I was on gray sheet for many years, and then OA kind of went to moderate mealing. And then with moderate mealing, I did that. And then more years went by, 20 years, 25, 30 years went by. And the thought came to me that I could add this particular food back in. And so I wrote to God, I talked with my sponsor, I talked with other OA members, and I tried it once. And so that food is back. And then another food came back. And these are not sweets at all. These are just foods that I didn't eat. And then one came back. So my sponsor does this thing. And when we would go to movies, she would take an apple and some string cheese and eat it. And then she would buy a small bag of this stuff that I used to eat. And I thought, maybe I could do that. And what came out of it was, I wouldn't want the small box. I want the big one. So I'm not even going to try it. So that's another time that God stepped in and helped me with the decision. This program, like I said, changed my life from a depressed, negative thinking person into someone who took up with my husband, took up scuba diving. I always liked to dance. I think I would like to say a few more things about what I did to my kids when they were little. Because I was always on a diet, I would take them to the store and to Thrifties. And at that time, the stuff was 5 cents a scoop. And I would get them 3 scoopers, and they're just little kids, and maybe 4, maybe 5 years old, maybe not that old. And then they would have it. I would not get myself any, but they would have it. And then I would take it from them and say, oh, here, you're going to get that on your outfit. And anyway, I ended up eating most of it. And it got to the point that my son, the youngest one, when he saw me coming to him, he would go, "No, mommy, no, mommy, no." Put his arm up in front of himself. That's who I am. That's the kind of compulsive overeater I am. I did that to my kids. I did that to my husband. I had this, what I call my vulture act. If I was going to go away in someplace, I was in diet clubs before, and we would have weigh-ins. So the day before, I'd have the kids get something out and bring it in. And I wasn't going to eat, but I started what I call my vulture. I started walking around the table and saying, "Oh, let me help you with that." And I would take something off their plate. And that's me. That's who I am. And that's who I was. That's who I could still be. But this program worked for me. There's 12 steps. The first step, I'm powerless over food. That one I got immediately. And that my life was unmanageable? Not particularly. I still think I had some control in my life. But food and myself were totally unmanageable. Years went by. Well, one thing that I did every single year, including my first one, is I went to a step study. So my thinking is that if I'd have gone maybe for 3 years, went to a step study and said, "Oh, I know what those steps are. I'm not going to do anything about it. You know, I don't need to go back." I don't know what would have happened to me. There might have been a little thought that would have come through my mind that would say, "Well, this would be okay if you did this or that." But I didn't. By the grace of God, I chose to go to a step study every single year. And that's 45 years of step studies. And probably it was 26 years in, and I went to a step study that was at a really in-depth, long involved a step study. And in that one, I was going to tell you what it was, but I'll get on a train of thought and it'll just go away. And whatever it was, I'll come back and I'll tell you again. But anyway, I'm Barbara, a compulsive overeating, trying to do the best that I can. All right, so I went to this in-depth step study. And the first part, I'm powerless. The first part of the first step I had, the last part I didn't. But by the time I was done with this in-depth workshop, I was able to get the part and that my life is unmanageable by me. And one of the things that when my life is unmanageable by me is another thing that I learned, and that's called the director's chair. And that's in the big book, you read about the director that's the producer. He tells you the script. He tells you everything that you need to do. I also became one of those. So when I am in the director's chair, I'm not in the second part of that first step. I'm trying to still control things on my own. I work on staying out of the director's chair, but today, because I know about the director's chair, I know when I'm in it. And by the grace of God, most of the times I close my mouth and let go. My husband passed away before COVID, but just a few weeks before COVID hit. And I'm so grateful for that. And we had a long, long life together. And I miss him a lot. And I we did a lot of things together. We did camping. We did a lot of things together. So now this was missing in my life. And I had neighbors who knew my husband, and they came over. And so I'm busy now. I play bridge. Take the word senior aerobics classes. They're different than regular aerobics classes. I'm in two senior aerobics classes. Thank you so much. My life changed, and what changed my life is that 16-year-old girl had the audacity to come over to my house and ask me if I wanted to go to Overeaters Anonymous. And I went, and I did what they said, and I've done it. I've done this, gone through the steps for 45 years. I have friends for 45 years. I love Overeaters Anonymous. And I love that. Well, I don't love that I was a compulsive overeater, but I'm glad that I had that, because I don't know if I didn't have this, I don't know what I would have had. So with that, I'll stop and let the meeting go on.